some of the leading voices on the gun rights debate have come from religious organizations. Reporter Ryan Katz tells us how communities of faith have been viewing this issue.
On a Friday evening in late September, a couple of hundred people arrive at the United Methodist Church in Queen Anne to listen to some classical music. But this particular event was not supposed to happen here and not now. It was meant to happen at Seattle Pacific University in June.
We rehearsed there and everything was going great, and then there was a shooting that happened.
Charles Stevens, the show's director, was deeply affected by the tragic shooting at SPU. He decided to reschedule the concert, this time as a fundraiser for the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. That's the main group pushing I-594. The initiative would institute comprehensive background checks on firearms. Stevens approached Pastor Katie Ladd and asked if he could use her church, the United Methodist Church. She said yes.
To be a follower of Jesus, who I believe was the Prince of Peace, we have to make stands for peace.
Pastor Ladd feels it's her responsibility as a Christian to advocate for anti-gun violence laws.
When asked what the greatest commandment was, you know, Jesus says, love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. It seems to me it's a pretty basic thing to say that we don't want to kill one another.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't, first of all, you shouldn't own or can't own weapons of any type, right, of guns, swords in that time. Obviously, they didn't have guns.
That's Wade Hager. He's a member of the Church of Christ in Vancouver. When background checks were brought before the Washington State Legislature in February of last year, Hager took a day off from work to testify before lawmakers.
My name is Wade Hager. I'm from Vancouver.
One of the things that bothered Hager is how much attention religious organizations have given to Initiative 594.
One of the gentlemen before said all Christians' denominations are against this. Untrue. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm a Christian. I support gun owners.
Hager says that even the Bible supports the use of guns.
In fact, you look in several places, it says you can do self-defense. If you broke into somebody's house at night under the old Israeli law, you could kill them, and there was no bloodshed would be on you, is what it said.
The more people of faith you talk to about this, the more you realize how easy it is to pick one passage in the Bible and say, this quote supports my beliefs on guns. Hager says that since there is a lack of theological consensus on gun rights, Christian leaders should not be organizing events. Events like Pastor Ladd's classical music concert.
The Bible talks about false prophets and that they shouldn't be teaching false things. Well, you shouldn't even be involved in that. You should be, you know, trying to bring people to be saved, not getting involved in some issue that has nothing to do with what God and Jesus wanted.
The idea that religion isn't political is at best naive. But to be a follower of Jesus is to stand with the poor and the marginalized in the broken places of this world and to act for change.
Christians aren't the only ones getting involved in the gun rights debate. An interfaith organization, the Faith Action Network, has been one of the biggest supporters of Initiative 594. One of their key members is the Sixth Center of Seattle. This is a gurdwara, the place of worship for Sikhs. On most Sundays, the Sikh Center of Seattle in Bothell receives between 500 and 1,000 people at morning services. The Sikh community originates from the Punjab region of northern India, where it faced a lot of persecution. It suffered further when a shooter opened fire at a gurdwara in Wisconsin in 2012.
There's always going to be kind of loonies out there, you know. So, but if you have a weapon, at least you can defend yourself. That's what I believe in.
Jasvinder Singh volunteers 10 hours a week at the Gurdwara. Singh believes in owning weapons for self-defense, and just like Wade Hager from the Church of Christ, he finds his religion backs him up.
We have a concept called a saint and soldier.
The 10th Sikh guru established the idea that you can be both a saint and a soldier, but Singh is quick to say that the saint comes first. You need to do a certain amount of meditation before you're allowed to carry a weapon.
We think as a weapons, as a peacemakers. And then again, they're only peacemaker if you have a certain amount of stability in your head.
Tripting Lamba is a regular at the Gurdwara. He says there are certain caveats to the 10th guru's call for arms.
The most important commandment, if you will, has been that Please understand that weapons are an absolute last measure. It's the last resort if everything else has failed.
Jasvinder Singh says that Sikhs believe in self-defense, but most at his gurdwara think firearms should be regulated. In total, religious organizations have donated more than $3,000 to the Initiative 594 campaign. According to the Initiative 591 campaign, so far it has yet to receive a single donation from a religious group. For KUOW News, this is Ryan Katz reporting.